Rosalind, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us on this wonderful International Women's Day. So for those who may not have heard of this, what exactly is the extent of these budget cuts to community legal centres?
So we're facing a 30% cut in our Commonwealth legal assistance funding. We don't know exactly what that cut's going to look like in the case of a centre like ours, but we could be losing up to 50% of our core funding. So that's a really significant cut that's going to have a profound impact on the work that we're able to do.
That's an absolutely massive number. What kind of services do these legal centres provide for women who are in need of help?
Sure. So, I mean, centres like ours operate on an outreach model. So with the Homeless Persons Legal Service, we actually go out to specialist homelessness services. We're working directly in the places, in the services that women are already accessing, and we really go out of our way to make our service accessible, to take down barriers to people accessing our service, and to be really flexible in how we deliver legal advice and in the kinds of advocacy that we support people with. And, you know, that's true of us, and that's true of other community legal centres. I guess the principle is that we're really embedded in the communities that we work with.
For sure. And also, I've read as well that you guys recently released the Home in a Storm report discussing the strong relationship between domestic violence and homelessness. Could you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Sure. So, I mean, one of the leading causes, in fact, I think the single most significant cause of homelessness for women is that they've experienced domestic violence and they've just had to leave without having somewhere else to go. So there's a really close direct link between domestic violence and homelessness. And I mean, one of the other things that report revealed is, you know, consistent with our casework, that women who become homeless as a result of domestic violence tend to have multiple legal problems. They have problems with their finances, so they have credit and debt issues, they might get fines, they have tenancy problems, they have family law problems, and they've got a whole range of related legal issues. So legal support in that context is really critical.
And so these budget cuts, they've been announced at pretty much about the same time as the release of this report. For women in need, how are they going to go about getting legal help?
Well, it's a really good question, Tess. I mean, we're already not able to meet the full amount of demand for our services, but we, of course, work with other services like Legal Aid and other community legal centres, Women's Legal Service, of course, to provide support to our clients. I think the reality is that if we do experience the kinds of cuts that have been foreshadowed, there's simply going to be fewer support services on the ground, and there's going to be less access to legal advice for women across the board, and that's going to have potentially catastrophic consequences.
It does sound absolutely horrific. But for anybody listening who does want to get involved and help out, how can they do that?
Sure. So, I mean, we're a service that is provided by lawyers. So if you happen to be a lawyer and you're interested in getting involved, please get in touch with us. And for anyone who, you know, wants to access the service or find out more about it, we've got loads of information on our website, which is piac.asn.au.
And we will pop that one up in our podcast link. Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Tess. Thanks.
That was Rosalind Cook, Managing Solicitor of Homeless Persons Legal Service at the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, speaking to us about some of the recent funding cuts to domestic violence community legal centres, and if anything in this story has brought up any issues for you, 1-800-RESPECT is the number to call. Please don't hesitate. They do some absolutely amazing work.